There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
God is not playing games with you. See, Nigerians feel when a woman is pregnant, they can take her to a scanning machine and gauge the progress. At a point, the doctor can look and say, goodness, this baby is even becoming bigger than normal. The devil has been monitoring your progress. He's seen it. That this same sister that he could kick her out, revelation has fortified you. You are becoming something that those around you, even your critics, cannot deny it. They have talked about you. There is nothing else to say, because all that keeps happening is transformation from one level to the other. Listen, there are many of you here, they concluded about you. They didn't hide it, they said it to your face. You know those, and humanly speaking, it was over. But when the word came, no, not when the word comes. The Bible says there is hope for a tree, even if be cut down. At the scent, he didn't say at water, at the scent. When the tree just begins to smell that water is coming, and energy comes higher. This is why we worship. Some of you, we call you new generation ENI people. You came when the blessing was there. Nice seats, fans blowing around. Let me tell you something. Listen, let me tell you a little story. Some of the first ladies in this ministry, when we went to our group seat, there was no money to buy fire. They didn't bother asking me, because the answer was, there was nothing. We had faith. It's
Listen to them.
managing progress? Are you learning? Are you being built? The kinds of revelations that have been put forth by the Spirit of God, by the grace of God, except for a few of the external ministrations, and maybe one or two, I have listened to all these messages again and again. I sit down as a student in the school of the Spirit, and I listen to these messages. I listen to them raptly, believing that they are able to change me. I don't just sit down and say, these are my messages. I listen to them again and again. Matthew 13. Oh. out of the house and sat by the seaside. Verse 2. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so much that he went into a boat and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spoke many things unto them in parables. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse 4. He was giving them the parable of the sower. Please listen. This is Jesus speaking. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by what? The wayside. Was anything wrong with the seed? Was anything wrong with the sower? But the Bible says some seeds fell where? By the wayside. Number one. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Verse 5. And some fell on stony places. And or rocky ground, and they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, but because they had no deepness of the earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, what happened? They withered away. Number 3. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprung up and choked those seeds. Verse 4, but others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. Some, even among the good ground, there were 3 kinds of result. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Move to verse 12 or 13, let's go to 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. So the disciples are probing Jesus into the meaning of the parable. Next verse. Oh, verse 15, let's rush. Let's go to the next verse. I just want to jump this next. Go straight to the meaning of the parable. And blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. 17. I think it's verse 18. It starts. Should be verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Please listen. This is Jesus speaking about the seed and why a good seed planted by a good sower may not yield results. Are you getting that? So that you are in church listening to all kinds of revelation is no guarantee that the seed will grow. 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, the word of what? And understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. So we see that those grounds are the hearts of men. Is that true? And the word of God is the seed. The sower is that vessel or that man of God that plants. Are you getting my point now? He said, this is he which receiveth the seed by the wayside. He received the seed, but the seed could not grow because it fell by the wayside. What is the meaning of falling by the wayside? He did not understand. Brothers and sisters, there are people who have been sitting here for years, but they have never paid attention to really understand the truths that have been taught. You can shout amen like others. You can say hallelujah like others. We can be doing a series on finance, and you can get up and say, powerful. But the Bible says, as this seed, as I'm standing here preaching right now, the seed of the word is scattering to different kinds of seeds. And there are some of you, this is the kind of seed. You may be hearing the word, but you are wondering, Lord, why is this word not producing results in my life? And the Bible says it could be. Just go back to 19, please. It could when they come, they just sit down. But what you came to find, everybody rise up, let's sing. And they say, let's see what worship team has for us. And they look at all the people, can't worship team. And immediately they finish. When I come up, they are smiling. They are just excited for what they cannot even understand. Pray! They are just looking. Very careless. They are not prepared. They didn't come with a predetermination to be blessed. So they can learn all the languages. Bless you. Hug one another and say, I love you. When, as I'm reading some of this, some of you can even recite all the messages, but not one has changed your life. You are still stealing the way you were stealing right from 2011. You are still doing what you used to do. You've not, I don't say yes. Whether he's born again or not, he does, even if we bring a bath with anointing oil there, and we say, come and enter inside and pass through this way. As soon as you are anointing them, let somebody who has no money just come. They start shaking. They forget every koinonia message, even if they fell down 1 million times. The cares of this world. There are pastors today, listen. There are pastors today. Talk about money or crowd or just something that makes ministry flamboyant. They can throw away every revelation you have had them preach. As though it was not them who were preaching it. The cares of this world. Hallelujah. There are people who tell all kinds of lies today. They are Christians. They are born again. You can, if it's to tell lies and swindle money from parents or friends or people, anytime they want to do it, you are the representative. They know you. You are born again, but this thing is no longer a witness. It's an issue you don't even want to confront. Are you listening to me? There are Christians like that. It's a different thing that you are having a challenge and you acknowledge it and God is helping you. But there are others, they don't need help from God. It is, they incorporated it into their Christianity. And it's very sad that in the church of God today, there are messages that endorse those kinds of things. There are men of God today who will not even come to preach if there is no nice clothes. Because they are wondering, my church members, I mean, they are already used to see me wear this particular kind of shirt. I need something. I'm in ministry, so I can tell you, one of my very, very, very foolish pastor friends called me and told me something. He said, man of God, and he thought it was a testimony. I kept quiet, let him finish first. And he said one nonsense that he did in the church. Vanity and something that did not make sense. He said, I believe that the era of pastor suffering is over. And I believe a man of God should be comforted. And I allowed him to finish. My heart was skipping. And he was asking me why his ministry was not expanding. I said, you give people word of knowledge on stage. And you do not have the common sense to sit down and ask why God is not. Hallelujah. Clothes. There are pastors putting themselves under all kinds of pressure. By January, they have announced their birthday and they announced the gift they want. I want an iPad or a Galaxy Tab or whatever. The one that is 1 million. And the ministry cannot even raise 250,000. And everybody keeps sweating. See, this is called the cares of the world. Let me tell you the truth, Koinonia. Listen. Many of us belong to this category. We love God, but there are too many attachments in our lives. Everybody say attachments. Yeah. You know what an attachment is? If you enter a luxurious bus from Kaduna to Lagos, you know attachment, those who didn't pay completely or didn't pay at all, their job is to inconvenience others that pay. They can sit down, they can push you through. That's how many of us have carried several luggages. God is speaking to you. This may be the reason why. I know one of my friends years ago, he said he doesn't eat swallow. And it's not because Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to conquer the cares of this world. There are churches today that people are under all kinds of pressure to dress well, because it's like it's a dressing gown. By Tuesday or Wednesday, the people are already sweating, wondering what to wear, making sure that the combinations are perfect. And nobody prays to say, oh Lord, let there be good. Oh Lord, let there be transformation, including the man of God. It has become like a dressing competition, or it has become like an English competition. Who can articulate what where? Ah, come on. Who has the latest electronic gadget? Who has the best hair? Who is the winner for this week? Kids, you can love God, but these kids can choke the world. Could this be that this is the singular reason why some of us, although we've done everything right, we are not experiencing true results in our lives? Hallelujah. There are pastors, for instance, who want power at all cost. At what? I remember one gentleman who came one time. The guy came and met me and was talking. I've had a lot of things that this guy, he has been misleading people and teaching a lot of error. And this guy came. All he was looking for was endorsement, so that he can endorse. There are so much. He comes to me and he says, well, we're already experiencing all kinds of increase in our church. You cannot imagine. The explosion is too much. Ah, I can't. I mean, you cannot imagine. Even elderly people are submitting to me. They are just submitting to the grace. And then I'm sitting down looking at this guy. I'm saying, look at the man. How many people? 6, 7, 8. Expansion, explosion. In fact, everybody is submitting to my grace. The oil is speaking, and I'm looking at this guy. Some of you are like that. You want power. Sometimes when you see people climb the stage, in your mind, you are just hoping. Look, let me tell you. These cares can destroy great men. I've seen people who seemingly were humble and loved God, but it was a lie. It was just a camouflage. These cares were still hidden in them. Today they do all kinds of foolish things because of the little blessings that have come. Is God speaking to someone? 23. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and does what? You see, back to our understanding again. Not just hears the word, but hears the word and understands it. Aya. So, we are teaching on finances, and this person is not just hearing grammar, he is understanding. Are you getting my point now? He's understanding. You are, when we are teaching about tithing as the gateway, God's ultimate gateway to wealth, the person is understanding. He's not just looking, he's understanding. There are some of us here, till today, till tomorrow, we have not seen the need to be faithful in tithing. You do not understand the word that has been taught. Because some of us believe that is a gimmick by a man of God to raise money for ministry or raise money for this and that. And we keep wondering why our finances are just nosediving regardless of what is happening. Hallelujah. There are many of us who are still compromising in different areas and wondering why we are not seeing the manifest presence of God. There are some of us pastors who are under pressure and we are compromising and doing a lot of things that we know that doing ministry this way will not work, but we are still at it. Right now, pastors are under pressure to try to mimic Oyedepo. Everybody wants to build a building in less than 1 year. Everybody wants to buy seats. Everybody wants to have membership. Everybody wants to have exponential growth. And that is good. Except that there is a season when that happens. When you are proven, when you have been tested, then you will be on. that they can have the best media outfit. So, and I believe in excellence. We believe in excellence. But let me tell you, there are seasons and there are prophetic timings. Hallelujah. Who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. There are some of us here, you have believed the word. You received it in your spirit and it started producing fruits. The day you came here, you thought sleeping around was okay. Just do anything. But when the word of God started coming, you understood it. And you obtained grace from God and you made determinations. You said, from today, I am changed. Hallelujah. And you meant it indeed. And God has granted you grace. And your life is soaring higher. There are many of you that when you came, your prayer lives, zero. You don't even pray. You never saw the value for prayer. But as the word of God was taught, you started understanding that, wow, prayer is what keeps the hand of darkness. There are many of you, when you came, certain aspects of the Christian faith, you did not understand. But as the word of God came, you didn't just receive it, but you understood it, and it started changing your life. There are many of us, you were full of yourself when you came. Full of yourself and every ability you had. But when you sat under the word of God, something started happening to you. And you knew that for you to be a true child of God, you must give up everything. Hallelujah. What category do you belong to? Because the word of God is coming within you. There are some of you right now, I can bet that you may not even have up to two or three of these teachings in your room that you sit down and listen to. But you have piles of Nigerian films, piles of American films. And please don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong watching movies. I am not against watching movie at all. In fact, I'm about to make an example with one movie right now. Hallelujah. Come. Years ago, I watched a movie called Akila and the Bee. Have you watched it? Now listen, I want to share with you a very powerful lesson here. This was a lady who had potentials to win the spelling bee from her film. Is that true? Those who have not watched it, just follow us. What happened? The first thing she needed in her life was a coach. She never thought she needed a coach. Is that true? Because based on the little classmates she had to compete, which was very good, there are many local champions who believe they are full of themselves. Small touching somebody and the person fell down. And they, all kinds of self-acclaimed people with entourages just massaging their ego. And they are just swelling to burst. Whereas, there is a great height. God wants to take them far. Listen, Abraham had 350 men. Whereas God wanted to give him the whole world, he would have called himself a great man with about 300 men plus. But God had a greater destiny. Listen, and something happened. I love things that teach me spiritual lessons. The doctor, the guy who later became her coach, when he entered and saw them spelling, the lady was getting so, you were tired of me. Sit down. Don't worry, go and sit down. Once you hear me, sit down. Praise God. And she was spelling. She seemed to be wowing and bamboozling her colleagues. And then the doctor asked her one spelling. And she missed it. That's how God humbles us. You are shining everywhere and doing everything. God keeps quiet. Why do you think you are impressing everybody? There are people who have risen these heights. And they just keep looking. They see the potential, but they know something. If that doctor had told the lady, I need you, or I need to help you, she said, for what? So he gave her something that had to break her. See how how long it took her to see the need for him. Are you getting my point? And then when she came, she was still full of herself. She first came to him as colleagues in the spelling bee. Are you getting? She was rude, she was sarcastic, all kinds of bad English, and she believed in her little mind that with that mindset, she will compete with the champions. Listen, I'm using this to teach you something very powerful. Eventually, she started succumbing to the teachings, and this is the powerful thing about being taught. Once you have a meek heart to learn, at a point she started seeing his value in her life. Listen, and then something happened. She became so attached to him, so attached to him, and then a time came when he looked at her and he said, "I've taught you everything I need to teach you." And she said, "No." He gave her the bag of cards and he said, "Now I've taught you everything. Word construction, whatever, I have taught you everything. Now, with what I have given you, if you really are serious, you should be able to take the ball." She was embarrassed, she was this and that, but then it challenged her. Do you know why I'm saying this? A time will come, you will be on your own. On Friday, you will be somewhere else, not this place again. Hallelujah. And then at that point, you will have to do it. You will prepare sermons by yourself and preach to yourself. At that point, you will know the power and the beauty of coming to sit down and have someone just teach you free of charge and crying his heart out. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is what happened. And on the strength of what that, do you know the last word that they asked her that she win, that she used to win the competition, was a word that he spelled for her? Hokitim, right? I study, I watch anything logically, I just tie it to my head. And it was so powerful. Because she won. When she won, she looked at him. She looked at everybody who had helped her. She now became a champion. Is it right? A champion. But between the crown was a process. There was no prayer that took the process away. Are you getting my point? This is what is happening to many of us. Right now, there are ministries that are resident in you. There are branches. There are cathedrals. But God is keeping you down. You are receiving His word now. On the strength of this word, one day you will stand and through all your satellite stations and everywhere they are viewing you, and you will remember that once you will come back and visit Zaria with camera following you, and you say, "This is where I sat down outside." If the nuns knew that that little boy called Benedictus would later be the Benjamin that they were taking care of, they would have handled him with a lot of care. But many of us are being cheated in this training right now. Listen to me. This is why I want to talk to us. Because every time we start the training, you turn and you see others enjoying and you wish, "Oh God, is there a way I can be enjoying there?" And also between the training, and God says, "No man that worries entangles himself with civilian affairs." You have to choose to be there or remain here and be celebrated. And you say, "Oh Lord, the other people are now driving cars, all kinds of things." God says, "Sit down. I am building you. You are a champion. There are nations in you. I am training you for the sake of the nations, not just you." Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm training you for the sake of the apostolic ministry, the prophetic ministry. You are going to have access to too much money, and if you are not trained, it can kill you. So sit down. Whereas somebody is laughing around with 50,000, God is saying, "If I give you 50,000, I'm insulting you. Sit down. You are going to be paying for television satellites for decades. So I need to train you." That's why when other people are going, God will say, "Your own seed, you are sowing it." And you say, "What God, what are you doing?" Listen, there is no man that there are some of you quiet right now, the way you are sitting down like this. Days will come when you will do great things for the kingdom. Many of you will be better than me in 100 times. That's why I don't take it for granted, all of this teaching. That's why I teach my heart and my life out, that you may understand. I know what you are receiving, and I know what it is able to make you become. There are worship ministries in this place that will explode. When I had Sam singing with a dear lady, I just looked and said, goodness. One day, Sam will now be singing in the presence of multitudes, and his albums will be selling 100 copies per minute. And somebody will say, how did it happen? How did it happen? When Dr. Paul Enecha was in church, he prayed for 3 hours every day. As a young man, he started with many people. Some of them are still struggling today. Many of them wanted ministry first. 1999, when he went to Abuja, he was sleeping in one room, him, his wife, and three pastors. One room. But there are people there who were in a bungalow till today. They are still there. But God has exalted him. I was taking my bath today, and the Lord was telling me, son, don't worry about cars and buildings. Your houses are in many places already. You will do very little of building in your life. They have already been built. People will give you gifts beyond your imagination. And I said, how true? How true? I will endure. I will go through whatever training. If you can tell yourself this, brothers and sisters, you have conquered defeat and mediocrity. Hallelujah. Can you speak to yourself and challenge yourself this night and say, whatever price it will take, I will finish. I will finish. I may cry in the process. It may cost me. Some of you trek from wherever to come here. You are still going back. Don't make up your mind. I may not have the money now. I've been tithing, nothing is happening. Some of you, immediately after this meeting, you are hoping the zobo and the donut is what you may eat for dinner. A day in my life came, it was sachet yogurt and 20 naira bread. That was my dinner. But I knew it was a matter of time. Sachet yogurt and bread. That was my dinner. And sometimes if I have a little money, I'll buy granite and put it inside the bread. And I'll carry it to court. I'm doing night vigil. In the middle of the prayer, maybe around 2 or 3, I'll break small because the thing gets too bad. At that point, people have gone and let me know. And I'm just shouting, say tabakaya, I call for this future. It's better than today. See, don't take for granted what you are going through now. Celebrate it. Celebrate it. People will pay for what you are going through now. You will put it in books and they will buy the books. Are you listening to me? Today I share these stories and I'm just closing my eyes and saying, goodness. Those times, I will start counseling people around maybe 11 or 12 in the afternoon. And there was a place I used to sit close to the Catholic building. The sun would come out there and that sun would be on me and I would sit down like that, maybe reading my Bible or doing something. But today, it's others that are waiting patiently. Look, let me tell you, if you can be patient and stop the hurry to be rich, hurry to wear suit. I said it, was it last week? It's like stealing what is already yours. Are you getting my point? If all you have is 250 naira shirt, don't borrow anybody's shirt to wear to be nice. Wear it like that. I hope that one day you'll be able to show some of my pictures. You will see the oversized shirts I wore. Gifts by people who are bigger than me. It never occurred to me that you can reserve small money to reduce the size. That was too, that, destiny to go and refuse it. But today, I trust you. I was trying to distribute a recharge card of over 50,000 naira in my phone. I was begging people once. I was sharing it. But what will I do with 50,000 naira recharge card? One person can send a recharge card of every blessed day, including today. People are sending all kinds of things. You go to my place, there are rappers, all kinds of rappers, as if I'm opening a boutique. That's what somebody compromised to get years ago. And till today, they have not gotten it. I know a lot of my pastor friends years ago, they said, if I'm a man of faith, in 2 months I must be on air. Is that faith? Answer me. That's what some of you have been deceived. You have been in the name of Jesus Christ. By April, I should start putting 5,000 naira. What is pursuing you? What is pursuing you? Who said the word of God is not working? See, once you start becoming under pressure to compromise, to prove to people you are going to die soon. Hallelujah. Some of you turn and see your colleagues driving cars and you are now smiling. The thing is pinching you. I say, not because of this Nigeria self with all their strike. See, my colleague or my younger brother or my younger brother's friend is now sending me picture from Facebook. Look at this small boy driving a Jeep. And you say, oh Lord, I've given you 2014. Jeep boy, backslide. Why do you mock God? When a day can come, you will sit down. The way you are counting clothes is how you will be counting these chips. People will come from nations with cheese and say, give us the privilege of sowing this. And you are saying, Lord, what are you doing to me? Oyedepo said people sow cars every day into his life. What is car? What is house? What are clothes? Years ago, when I saw clothes of 1-5, I knew it was a no-go area. No-go area. 1-5, no-go area. Except it's dashed. Or maybe if I settle down. It's not like I didn't dress where it was on that tie. It took faith. It took faith. So some of you can sit where you are now and just be watching what everybody is wearing. And you are just challenging yourself and deceiving yourself. Fooling yourself. Say, Lord, I'm going to put it in miracle service, prayer request. You must change my story. That's not how stories are changed. Are you getting me? There are some stories that move like the hand of a clock. You will move slowly. You will keep pushing it and endure to the end until it changes. I was speaking to the workers and I said, our primary goal at this point as a ministry is not to build skyscrapers and buy the best equipment in the world. If we do that, we are going to be the most foolish people. Our assignment at this point is to build. You are the ones who will come and bless the ministry tomorrow. Are you getting my point? There are some of you single-handedly. You will build auditoriums and just bring the papers and say, take, this is me. If you know this secret, you will stop caring about a lot of things and focus. You see, we think we are going to pray shortly. We think that our spirituality is a minus to our success. Let me tell you something. Three people come. Stand here, let me show you something. I need somebody really big. Can you stand here? Turn. Let me come. Watch this. Years ago in the world, it was about who had physical strength. Are you getting my point? It was. What was happening? He was beating me. Taller than me. Okay. Are you getting my point? So there were wicked giants like Goliath who would bully and threaten people. Are you getting my point now? So it was about who was strong. They were the ones, giants, 6 toes, 7 toes, 8 toes, all kinds of things, 3 eyes, all kinds of people with unusual abilities. just be physical strength again, nor even intellectual strength. The Lord himself will come as the captain. Those who have refused to be spiritual, it will now be their turn to pay for it dearly. Hallelujah. These ones would beat human beings. They would build high buildings. These ones would make robots and computers. These ones will use the power of the spoken word and will legislate. These ones have been able to use rays so you can talk to somebody through electromagnetic waves. A time will come, I can talk to you from anywhere and you will hear me. Trust me, those dimensions are coming. When it first comes to the body of Christ, it will be criticized. But with time, it must be received, because that which is born of God overcomes. Who would have known? Right now, I think I was praying, was it last week? I was praying for a military man who had been so disturbed. It was a demonic thing. And when I was praying for him, this demon started manifesting. And there I was standing before a huge military man who, if he were to fight, he would permit me to use everything from head to toe. And he would just whisper. And I looked at him. I was talking to a spirit. And I saw the test running of this. And that was how that man fell and the spirit left. I said, welcome to the new age. That's what physicists and all these people, that's what they call new age. They know that a dispensation is coming. A dispensation of men who will control things with words. Hallelujah. Who will stand and tell hurricanes, peace, peace. Because we now know, the secret is that we know that nothing happens in the physical realm. There are spirits that control everything. And Jesus gave us an office. He gave us an office, a name that we should sit and legislate. Let me tell you something. So this training that you're having now, the day everybody is dying in your office, they will no longer be looking, they will look for who can rescue them. And suddenly you show up. The Bible says there was trouble and Elijah the Tishbite. Man takaba la takaya. This guy just shows up and begins to threaten the prophets of Baal. They killed 50 people taking fresh air with God on the mountain, and they came to interrupt him. He said, let fire come. How the chemicals became fire is irrelevant. Let fire come. When the second platoon came and they all died, the third one came, they said, the world will beg us. We will declare darkness over cities for days until they open up access for the gospel. Yeah, those times will come. Man, pros, kebali, kataya. Don't think I'm just rapping nonsense. Let me tell you. Those times will come. And those who think we are playing, those who are just depending on intellect alone, get set for a shock. Those who are depending on physical strength alone, get set for a shock. In the army right now, an average military man knows that strength alone cannot do the work. They even permit them in certain cycles, go and add to your strength whatever else. Because they know. Brothers and sisters, this is the future of the church. Men of power, men of grace, commanders of uncommon results. And this is what God is trying to do with your life. You may be wondering, I don't have the money now. I don't have this. I don't have all of the qualification it takes. I don't have this and that. Will you settle with God this night and say, Lord, no matter what it costs, if I do not have strength, if I do not have the intellectual prowess, let me have you. If I have you, I have a commodity the world can never deny. Are you getting my point? God bless you. This is why I focus so much. These are messages that can build you, Koinonia. They are all free with the media for you to sit down like a student in the school of the Spirit and listen. I have seen so many visions. I cannot begin to tell you the things Say, I choose to pay the price. Say, I choose to pay the price. And what is the price? This is the price. Labor in word, labor in prayer, build capacity. The days will come. He said, I must work the works of him while it is day, for the night cometh. Five foolish virgins, five wise virgins. The wise ones had oil, but they took extra because they knew that a time will come when they may not get this again. Right now, shortly after now, we're going to be praying for those who will be getting married from tomorrow till next week. I remember years ago, for those people, that thing they call future has come. Welcome to a new dimension. What you have been calling future is now. There's an army rising up. I know I sing this song all the time, but I want you to understand. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every wealthiest man in the whole world is about 67 billion. Listen, about 300 years ago, that person would not even be the 20th world richest man. What did those ancient people do? Are you getting my point? By the time you empty 1,000 wheelchairs, your ministry will raise more than 1 billion in one day. Let me tell you. You don't need to sit down and be chorusing on TV. $22.05, Proverbs 22 verse 5. You don't need to do all those things. Gentiles will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. The Bible says, who are these that fly? Say, I refuse to rush my life. I refuse to be in a hurry. I pay the price. I pass through the school of the Spirit. See, if you can conquer the psalmist here, there are when I was David, where are you come? Listen, when I was listening to this guy singing, there are many people that have produced up to 8 albums. They don't even know one tenth of what this guy said. They are forcing it to work. It must work. It doesn't work that way. By the time this day, somebody met me. Do you know how many people have met me? I said, please let me help you transcribe your books into messages. I said, wait. Wait. By the time you produce 4 books and they are all bestsellers, with one book, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Woman Thou Art Loose, he made $4 million. One book. And they were criticizing him. They say, you drive a nice car. He said, one book gave me $4 million. How much is a car? The car that many people want to buy. Oh, I bought this car, 2.5. They say, big boy, small boy. Big boy, 2.5. What did you buy? The person that owns the car company you bought it from, what will you call it? If you call yourself a big boy. Listen, there is this treasure in earthen vessels. You are not ordinary. Please hear me. It may not be speaking now. Look at this lady and Sam. If they settle down with their anointing and put something, and the hand, they already know the kingdom principles to make it work. They know it's more than singing. There is something they can do to that album that will compel it to go across the nations. Are you getting what I'm saying? But rather than going around with all kinds of complimentary cards, invite me now. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. They are waiting and waiting. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. See, don't let anybody, hear me, don't let anybody of your age group despise you. Somebody comes and says, this my suit is 100,000. Just look at him. He said, no problem. God bless you. I celebrate you and I rejoice with you. He said, if the word of God was working for you, this shoe now is 25,000. How much is your own? No problem. They bought it 2.5. Let God be praised. A day will come with that 2.5. You are utilizing the shoe very well. Are you getting me? The cares that destroy people, if you can conquer it. Man, let me talk to you. Don't find yourself under pressure to say, I must build now. I must do this. I must do that. When my father was getting married, he had 3 houses. Now I don't have anything. Do you not see what you have? Do you not see that the world can pay for it? You may be hungry now. No problem. I'm not denying the fact that there are temporary things. Are you getting me? The Bible says, but for our light affliction, which is for a moment, worketh in us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Our light affliction. As bad as your situation is, God calls it a light affliction. We are going to pray. Let me tell you guys, I know you are going for all of you worship. This is beyond. See, the least among all these people, they are competent enough to do every kind of this photocopy. One of them can set up a logistics company by themselves and make millions from it. But they are get what I'm saying? There are many of our pretty ladies here. Listen, do you think one of them cannot own a best-selling magazine, what they call it? Or outfit or something? What does it take? It doesn't cost God anything to bless you. What somebody can be fasting for, God can take it and give us a gift if you remain faithful. Are you listening to me? So tonight, we're going to pray three prayer points. The first prayer point is you're going to say, Lord, through the pain, I cannot deny that there is pain now, but I will wait. Lift your voice and pray. For our light affliction, pray, Lord, I'm going through embarrassment right now on account of you, but I will endure. I will pay the price. I receive mockery every day, but I will endure. Make sure you are praying. God, I'm hungry right now. There's no money in my pocket, but I will endure. Come on, pray. Inside and outside, you will remember this day. You will remember this moment. You will remember this day. I tell you, you will remember this day.
Do you still hold your integrity? And Job said,
suddenly strength will come for the journey ahead. Hallelujah. Prayer point number two. You're going to pray and say, Lord, wherever you are taking me to, I receive grace to endure the training. Listen, some of you, you don't know why your life seems to be different. It can be working smoothly for others. When it gets to your point, God will say, you this way. You say, God, again, I just finished one training. And God will say, I know where I'm taking you. Five, you have five friends, you are all going together. God will say, four can go, you, please, this way. And you say, God, did I do something wrong that I'm going through this? God said, no, you did something right. That's why I'm taking you higher. You are going to pray and say, Lord, you are destined for me to become certain things. Take me through the training that will lead me there. Lift your voice and pray, Koinonia. Take me through the training, no matter what it is. Reka baba ba, rekete leketa. I will pay the price. Where are you taking me, oh God? Train me, prune me. You want to give me the millions and the billions. Train me, build me. You are giving me an international ministry. Train me, oh God. Train me, oh God. You are giving me a 1 million membership. Train me. Make sure you are praying. You want me to become among the next level of global worshippers. Train me, oh God. I will endure. It may be painful, but I will go through it. Take me through the training. Don't let my tears stop you. Don't let my crying stop you, oh God. Don't let my weariness stop you. I may cry, but don't stop. When you see me crying, go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, let me tell you something. Only champions pray this kind of prayer. Baby Christians just pray and say, no, oh Lord, show me the shortcut. Matured men say, Lord, even when you see me cry, it's not that I want to stop. It's just my humanity interrupting. So don't stop the training because of my tears. When you see me weary, when I'm about to give up, let it not make you stop. Pray that prayer. Say, Lord, no matter what I do, keep training. Keep the building. Keep it up with me, oh God. He that endures to the end. Worship us. You may be great, but God is keeping you down. Endure. Pay the price. Pay the price. You can sing, but God has stopped you from producing an album. You are good, but God has kept you. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Pay the price. There will be a reward. In the end, the vision will speak. It may not speak at the beginning. I tell you, it will speak. My goodness, it will speak. Pray. Go outside. Make sure you are praying. You may be sitting outside. Dust may be on your clothes, but just pray. Just pray. This is a training. Enjoy it like a faithful soldier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enjoy it like a faithful soldier. Hear me. Hear me. There are some of you passing through things right now. Men do not understand. they saw Job, they thought it was because Job sinned. The Bible says Job was a righteous man three times who feared God and eschewed evil. It was on account of God's boasting. Are you getting me? So all, listen, I hope you know that the three people who came to talk about Job did not know what happened in heaven. The Bible just gave us inside information. So they were judging based on what they saw. They said, from our understanding, it is sinners that receive this. That means you are a sinner. And Job said, you people should not bring a curse on yourself. Though he slay me, you may not understand what I'm passing through. Let me tell you something. Don't judge any man you see passing through whatever. There are some of you, let me sincerely tell you, are you getting my point? Whereas you would have been running and going, God just help you and drop you back and say, see now, there is something I want to bring out. You would have followed your friends and started a business enterprise, but God stopped you. Are you getting my point? You would have even gotten married when you were smiling, God said, don't talk to me about marriage now, just stay. Let me tell you, the training in general is a hard training. This message has not been taught in church. This is why we see little power. That's why when God trains you and you talk against the man that has trained, the Bible says it is for these people he suffered no man to do them wrong. He said he reproved kings. Are you seeing why you can talk against certain people and die? Literally die. Because God knows what they endured to carry the fire. Some things are not given to God on here. Hear me. You will hear messages and many people criticize what I'm telling you now. But I'm telling you, some things in the spirit are not gifts. Common sense of our natural mind should teach us. As spiritual as you are, you want exams of about 10 times or 8 times minimum to any degree. Why do you think it will be different in spirit? Hallelujah. This place is like a gift of power. And as I look in the spirit, I see wounded soldiers. I see some of you in a bid to take step of faith. You've had casualties, and the devil is talking all kinds of things. Some of you, many preachers have told you are doing something wrong. It's a lie. It's a lie. It may not be that you're doing something wrong. Like Job, will you now trust God in the midst of this pain? Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are many of you for a long time. Every time you want to run, God gives you back. The anointing you have now, if you had started a ministry, you would have opened branches. But God said, don't even announce yourself. Sit down. You have trained other people on their ministry now, but you God kept you down. And he said, listen. Are you hearing me? Some of you have belonged to many groups now, and the people who were even in some of the groups have gone and left you. When you want to move, God will say, the rest can go. You. And you say, God, what is it? God said, no, at the end. When I was passing through some of the very humiliating experiences I passed through, hunger, pain, mockery, whatever it was, the excellency of tears, God is making you. Have you heard what I'm saying? want to be a pastor's wife. So God says, don't worry, angel. And you say, why is everybody always talking about me? What did I do wrong? The time will come to be good. The one, let me tell you, one of the greatest ways to overcome what you fear is that God will carry out to you in the midst of it. I show you a mystery. I show you a deep spiritual mystery. What you fear, God will bring it face to face so that you will now see that nothing is as bad as it looks. And you now summon courage. You can poke your hand in the devil's eye and say, I used to be afraid of lack, but now I'm in the midst of it and I now know how to come out. I used to be afraid of this and that. Don't judge spiritual men. You do not know the deep degree of training they are having. We have to stop. Let's pray the last prayer. You're ready to pray that prayer? You're going to say, Lord, I ask for one thing. See, Jesus said, if it be thy will, let this what? Do what? That's how many of you are praying. You are saying, Lord, there's no food in my house now. If it be thy will, can you jump this training? God is not willing to answer that kind of prayer this night. So why don't you pray the other part of Jesus' prayer? Nevertheless. Somebody say nevertheless. Say nevertheless. They threw you out of the department, but nevertheless. They victimized you, but nevertheless. They stopped the sponsorship. Your uncle said if you would not succumb to him, no more money, but nevertheless. Are you hearing what I'm saying? On account of your integrity, you are suffering, but nevertheless. Listen, not my will, but your will be done. When you can say, Lord, let your will be done. Many of us are afraid to say, let the will of God be done. Because you think the will of God is to destroy you. But let me tell you, when you say, let the will of God be done, you will enter rest indeed. Many ladies are afraid of saying, let the will of God be done. Because you think God will make you 40 years before you marry. Who told you? We are very afraid. What if God brings one kind of brother from anywhere? What is your picture of God? Some of us are afraid because you think God will say, don't walk, just sit down. Tonight, our last prayer point, you're going to say, Lord, your will. Your will. This is a hard thing for many of you. But finally tonight, lift your voice and pray. Say, Lord, not my will. Concerning my music ministry, not my will. Concerning marriage, not my will. Concerning my job, you will be crying as you are saying it. Not my will, oh God, but your will. Your will. I know that your thoughts towards me are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring me a future and an expected end. Not my will. Concerning ministry, not my will. Not my will. Concerning my employment, not my will, O God, but your will be done. Concerning where you want me to settle down, not my will. I'm dead to myself. My life is not my own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please remain standing very quickly. You are here tonight and we have prayed and you want to make it right with God. Listen, I told us that this is a training ground. You have never really made it right with God and you want to say, Lord, I sincerely want to make it right with you. I have walked in ways that I know will not take me to my destiny. count three. Please, inside and outside, wherever you are, start walking. Come to the stage here. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. One. Keep playing, please. Don't let anybody stop you. If you need to come, come. I need to make it right once and for all. Please don't be ashamed. Don't wait for anybody. This is about your destiny. Those of you outside, God is speaking to you. Don't wait for anybody. I don't care whether you are a pastor, whatever you are. Come and stand and say, Lord, for your glory. For your glory. A fresh start. If God is still speaking to you, leave your seat and come. Nobody is looking at you. Don't let the devil destroy your destiny. You are welcome. Koinonia, keep clapping. You are welcome. I don't care what you have done. I don't care the way you have lived your life. God is ready to give you a new beginning, no matter how bad it is. Keep coming. Keep coming. God bless you. Shame on the devil. Keep coming. He thought you would not make up your mind. But tonight you have heard the word of God. Hallelujah. It takes a lot of courage to come out. And I salute those of you who have come out. I believe that you were not asked to come out because the Lord has spoken to you. I'm going to lead you to pray. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your right hand and pray from the depths of your heart. Please do not do this just as a recitation, because God wants to use many of you here. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. I believe you died for me. I believe you shed your blood for me. Today, I repent of my sins. Help me. Save me. Wash me. Write my name in the book of life. I declare that from today, give me a new beginning. In the name of Jesus, use me. Anoint me. Empower me. Make me great. I denounce sin and Satan. From today, forward ever, backward never. In the name of Jesus. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for these ones. Bless them. I pray for these ones. Use them. Thank you for saving them. Lord, may this not be an emotional decision. Let it be a genuine decision that will yield results. In the name of Jesus. May my God empower you to be great. May He use you mightily. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Congratulations, please. I want you to just follow the lady waving her hands. They'll have your details. And then I'll meet with you tomorrow.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaParenting Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaANI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Parenting Network International. Taking the fullness of God's life.